The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
The Holy Gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ, according to Matthew, the 13th chapter, beginning at the 24th verse. Glory to you, Lord Jesus Christ. Jesus has told a parable about a man who sowed good seed, only some of which landed in fertile ground. Now he tells about both wheat and weeds that look like wheat growing together in good soil. Another parable Jesus put before the crowd. The kingdom of heaven may be compared to someone who sowed good seed in his field. But while everyone was asleep, an enemy came and sowed weeds among the wheat, and then went away. So when the plants came up and bore grain, then the weeds appeared as well. And the slaves of the householder came and said to him, "Master, did you not sow good seed in your field? Where then did these weeds come from?" He answered them, "An enemy has done this." The slaves said to him, "Then do you want us to go and gather them?" But he replied, "No, for in gathering the weeds you would uproot the wheat along with them. Let them both grow together until the harvest, and at the harvest time I will tell the reapers, 'Collect the weeds first and bind them in bundles to be burned, but gather the wheat into my barn.'" Then he left the crowds and went into the house. And his disciples approached him, saying, "Explain to us the parable of the weeds of the field." He answered, "The one who sows the good seed is the Son of Man. The field is the world, and the good seed are the children of the kingdom. The weeds are the children of the evil one, and the enemy who sowed them is the devil. The harvest is the end of the age, and the reapers are angels. Just as the weeds are collected and burned up with fire, so will it be at the end of the age. The Son of Man will send his angels, and they will collect out of his kingdom all causes of sin and all evildoers, and they will throw them into the furnace of fire, where there will be weeping and gnashing of teeth. Then the righteous will shine like the sun in the kingdom of their Father." Let everyone with ears listen. The Gospel of Christ.
Thanks be to God.
And I speak to you in God's holy name, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, the Redeemer, the Sustainer, and the Empower, the Spirit. Amen. Please be seated. This gospel reading of this morning has been often used to preach really great fire and brimstone sermons. And I can remember back when I was first ordained thinking this is a great reading to just hammer away and go crazy. But as I've matured, we have to look at things in a new way, because we now recognize that we are part of the emergent church. And the emergent church means that God is dynamic. God is not set in stone once for all, and that's all there is about God. God is an ever-present, dynamic force of love, hope, joy, and reconciliation. And that God is amongst and dwells within all of us and all of creation, but God is opening up our ears and our eyes to be engaged with things that are around us today. For we see that we must model our actions on the actions of Jesus. And what Jesus was really talking about in this parable, theologians, progressive theologians today are looking at the fact that the weeds were practices that got into Judaism that made everything around physical purity laws and following the laws of the priests instead of being alive and loving and dynamic. And that Jesus was teaching his people who heard him then to be engaged in a way with the world that was all about reconciliation, all about love, all about hope, and not about this is black and this is white. And that's a message that in this time of uncertainty with the pandemic is an important message. For we are called to not slide into who do we blame for the pandemic, to start othering other people, to start getting really narrow in our thinking. This is the time, as it always is really, to be hopeful, to be loving, to be insightful, to have a bigger vision. We can't help that people are amongst us who are going to be xenophobic, who are going to be racist. We may have racist members of our own family. We can't do much about that. But we can engage them and not run away from them. And when we hear xenophobic and racist, negative, narrow comments being made, we are called to respond in a different way. Not in the way of the culture often, but in a way that Jesus would have us respond. We are called to think through and to challenge people's assumptions. It's not easy. It takes practice. That's why I encourage you to come to the book study, because we practice how do we deal with these kinds of issues in our day-to-day lives, so that we are ready to deconstruct some of the assumptions that people have. That's what Jesus did. He always was deconstructing the assumptions of people around him. Take the example of the woman at the well. She was a Samaritan woman who'd had many husbands. Now, normally in the Puritan ideas of strict Judaism of his day, he should have shunned her. He should not have talked to her. He would have seen himself as being superior to her. Again, it's a racist thing. But instead of any of that, he sat down beside her, treated her with respect, treated her with equality, and had a conversation with her. So much so that it changed who she was and her own self-esteem. But the hearers of this story, it was remarkable to them that this is the vision we're to have, not the vision of our culture, but the vision of the culture of Jesus. This is God's way. And so today, as we're in the pandemic, and the numbers this morning were astounding, 3 million more people got sick in the last day across the world, apparently. That's an astounding numbers. But we are here called to do the right thing, called to be respectful to ourselves and to each other, and called to be loving, called to be restorative, called to not be afraid, but to be hopeful. So I encourage you still to, in your prayers, think of the first responders. Think of yourselves. Think of the scientists who are working at the vaccines. But know that God is with us. We are in a time of renewal. And we're in a time of hopefulness, a time of love. And it is up to all of us to carry that torch of love in these most difficult times. May God bless us all as we journey as a renewing people of God. We are not weeds. We are signs of hope. There are weeds around, but it's not us. We are emergent people of love. Amen.
Amen.